So far, Rocky Brown has won cash and prizes totaling $4,000. Today, one of our contestants could win a fur coat, silver bars, a living room, or a trip to Russia, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Ford Thunderbird and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sales of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Why, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Nice to have you with us. Thank you for joining us for Sale of the Century. Let us quickly welcome back our champion and get to business, Rocky Brown. Hello, Rocky.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you. We were talking on the last show. You won a great trip to Mexico, right?
Absolutely.
A total of $4,000. And by way of thank you, Rocky went home and came back. I won't show you the name, but he and I are both originally from Philadelphia, and he brought me back a Philadelphia cupcake. And also Frank, one of our cameramen, also from Philadelphia, brought one for him. I thank you, Rocky. And if you think it's going to influence me, you're right. You can. He wins. He wins. No. That was very kind of you. I will enjoy that after the show. Are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
All righty. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. If you're good, I may let you taste that.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
Who did you bring us?
There's no substitution for our next contestant from Capistrano Beach, California. A warm welcome to Ardell Wazorek.
Hello, Ardell.
And he throws a slow pitch from Long Beach, California. A big hello to Paul Richardson.
Hello there, Paul.
Hi, Jim.
I can't mention the name, but everybody from Philadelphia knows what it is. See you later. Paul, you throw a slow pitch.
Right, Jim. I have two loves in my life. One's my fiance Karma, who's here now, and the other one is slow pitch softball. I just love to play it.
I hope that Karma likes slow pitch softball then.
It's a toss up.
Okay. Nice to have you here, Paul. Ardell, why would they say there's no substitution for you?
Well, Jim, I'm a substitute teacher.
Oh.
And in a 72-hour period, I've been known to substitute for physics, math, homemaking, weightlifting, and band.
That's pretty tough. That's pretty good, too. Nice to have you here as well, Ardell.
Thank you.
$20 starts all three players off. Let's get into the match with this. On TV, what's the famous nickname of the little boy named Theodore Cleaver? Paul?
The Beaver.
Beaver, yes. $5 for the correct answer. Paul goes to 25. Give me the address, street, and number of the White House. Rocky.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Got the whole thing, and $5 for the champion to 25. A mechanic, or a carpenter, or a physician. Who would you call to repair your gable?
Carpenter.
Carpenter is exactly right. Yes, part of the house. And Paul was going to relieve my car. According to the old saying, what is the mother of invention, Rocky?
Necessity.
Yes, indeed. A gentleman bouncing back and forth. What chili bird describes a mixture of champagne and sparkling burgundy? Ardell.
Can't remember.
This time you beat him to the buzzer at the wrong time. No, that's cold duck. Cold
right.
Duck. And you lose $5 for the incorrect answer, down to 15. Sorry about that, Ardell. But it is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. But gentlemen, we've got a tie. Only one of you can have this. So when you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer. And for one of you, this is yours.
Hi, David. This is Summer. You weren't in, so I had to leave this message on Codaphone's 2530 answering machine. Remote message retrieval from any touch-tone phone without a beeper. And 7410 feature phone, a home communications package furnished by Codaphone. And it's normally priced at $315. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
What is that, guys? What do you mean,
huh? Hi,
mean... This is high-class stuff. I don't think it was enhanced by Summer standing over there holding her nose going, hi there, David. No. Paul and Rocky, $315, the phone, the answering machine, less than the value of a question, $3, and Paul will buy for $3. Enjoy that. Goodbye. $3. Knock the $3 off your score, down to 27. Back with this for all three of you. Father Carl created the Dick Van Dyke Show. Son Rob... Rocky?
Reiner.
Reiner, that's the last name they share in common. Yes, indeed. He played Meatloaf, of course, and Rocky the 35. This simple musical instrument is also known as the mouth organ. Rocky.
Harmonica.
Two in a row with the champion. You're right again. Goes to 40. Name the physician who wrote an all-time bestseller, The Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care. Paul?
Dr. Spock.
Dr. Spock. Dr. Benjamin Spock. You're right. Paul, back up the $30 mark. Time now for the Fame Game. We're playing for control of the Fame Game board and a lot of information, players, about a famous person. I am a singer and actor born in Ohio in 1917. Before I began my singing career, I was a card shark and a prize fighter. Rocky.
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin is right with limited information. Well done. Well, Rocky, you've got control of the board. The lights are flashing. Where's the $10 money card, Summer?
I'm the nine.
Oh, you got your voice back. Okay. The lights are flashing. If you can stop those flashing lights on the $10, we'll add it to your score. Good luck, Rocky.
Nine.
Right next to it. He lands on eight. What does he get?
A Halley-scope with camera adapter and tripod. Has a unique viewing system for both land and sky use. With skylight filter, T-mount, and carrying case from Halley Optical.
That's nice. Yes, and it's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. It's interesting. We were going to talk, of course, about Dean Martin's teaming up with Jerry Lewis, and it mentions the movies they made. I was amazed how many movies they made together in a short period of time. You know how many they made together? I'll give you the answer right after this. Business, I was interested, and I'm sure if you thought about it, I was amazed. In a very few short years, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis made 16 motion pictures together. Back to business here with Rocky at 40, Paul at 32, Ardell at 15. This Spanish wine is fortified with brandy. It's commonly used in cooking. Rocky.
Madeira.
No. Sherry. You lose five for the incorrect answer, down to 35. $3 separate the gentlemen. In the song, what color ribbon was tied around the old Paul?
Yellow ribbon.
Old oak tree, that's right, yellow it is, and Paul was in the lead. While visiting France, you might need the assistance of a gendarme. Paul.
A police officer.
That's exactly what a gendarme is. Two in a row for Paul, and he's over the $40 mark. What Asian nation was ruled under the Chang, Han, and Ming? Rocky?
China.
On those dynasties, you're right, China it is. Rocky to 40. But it's time for an instant bargain, and this time we do have a player in the lead, and Paul, it's you. You have a $2 lead. How about this?
Paul, make life a little cushier with the Mayfair Daybed Sofa. Finished in enamel with brass fittings. Provides comfort as a sofa by day, but ideal for overnight guests too. Furnished by Corsican. And it's normally priced at $680. But today on sale of the century, it's for only $10.
Beautiful. Is that nice? You like that?
Does the teddy bear go with it?
Does what?
Does the teddy bear go with it?
The teddy bear go with it? No, I won't give you the teddy bear, but I'll tell you what. You are engaged.
True.
So you're going to be settling down, right? You need things for the house. You need things for the house. I need a tie. You can have this day bed for $2.
How could you not tie?
$2, Paul. Going two once. Bucks? Going twice. I'm going to buy the day bed. Yeah, just $2. My goodness. Enjoy that.
Thank you.
Open helps you set up housekeeping, and as we knock the $2 off your score, Rocky and Paul back in a tie. Ardell, come on now. Don't let them intimidate you. To shelter your horses, you build them a stable. To shelter your chickens, you build them, Rocky?
A coop.
A coop is exactly right. Champion back into the lead. Players use sticks to push discs onto opposite ends.
Hockey.
What?
Hockey?
Of a narrow court in this shipboard sport, that is shuffleboard. I think the quick buzzer cost you on that one, Paul. You lose five down to 35. Located in South America, it carries more water than any other river. Rocky?
The Amazon.
Amazon is exactly right, more than any in the world. Rocky to 50. Teeth or bones or muscles? Of which are there more in the human body? Rocky?
Bones.
No. Nope, there are more muscles in the human body. Took a chance, did not pay off.
Yes.
Vladimir Horowitz, Victor Borge, and Liberace, Ardell?
Pianists.
That's what they've got in common. They play piano. Ardell goes to 20, yes. You know, Danish pianist Victor Borge used to tell about the time he convinced a skeptical friend that a piano could tell time. So he brought a friend back to his hotel room after a late concert, and he began banging away on the keys, and almost immediately a pounding on the wall and a sleepy voice shouting, "You idiot, don't you know it's 1:30 in the morning?" He said, "See? We'll be right back." Rocky Brown, originally from Atlantic City, now lives out here, is in the lead. He's at 45, and Paul has been pushing him all day. He's at 35. Ardell got started now. She's at 20. And as a matter of fact, Ardell, if you could find the $15 money card that's going up on the board, you'd tie Paul for second place. Back to the Fame Game and a famous thing. I am a place of entertainment. Now, do keep that in mind. A place of entertainment that had its humble beginnings in 1933 when Richard Hollingshead Jr. built the first one. Ardell.
Atlantic City?
That's incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. You took a chance, no dollar value. You're playing for control of the board, so you stay at 20. But we'll clear it. Continue for Paul and Rocky. Actually, my original form began indoors many years before, but with the advent of more and more cars, I moved outside. In 1958, there were 3,484 of me. Rocky.
A drive-in movie.
That's exactly what it is. Yes. That's why I say keep in mind, place of entertainment. Camden, New Jersey, as a matter of fact, in 1933. That's where it started. Where's the other money card, Summer?
Behind the three.
Got two of them to shoot for now, Rocky. Good luck.
Three.
Right between them. What does he get this time?
A garbage trash compactor. The Genie Beast garbage trash compactor turns 5 20-gallon cans of trash into one small cube that wheels to the curb. Furnished by Genie Home Products Incorporated.
That's $449 worth.
Going to use it for my business.
All righty, good. Glad. Nice to have it. You have something you like. And now let's get back with all three of you. Ardell, of course, you're back in. Pianist Reginald Dwight took his better-known name, Rocky?
Elton John.
Elton John is right. Nice job on that one, Rocky, to 50. What do the letters FM stand for in your radio, Ardell?
Oh, frequency modulation.
Yes, indeed. Nicely solved. Took a while to get that one out, right? Ardell has another five. Good job on that, up to 25. Who is the American showman who credited with the saying, there's a sucker born, Rocky?
P.T. Barnum.
Every minute. You are right. P.T. Barnum it is. Rocky stretches his lead out to $20. Well, Paul did some buying the last time. Rocky, this time you're in the lead, and you've got a big lead. $20 lead, and we've got something beautiful. Take a look at this.
Rocky, sweeten up your decor with this beautiful piece of art entitled Strawberries for Lunch. This lovely serigraph may brighten up any room of your home. Compliments of Sale of the Century, and it's normally priced at $900. But today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $15.
$900. Are you an art lover, Rocky?
Yes, and I'm about to move into a new apartment, too.
Oh, this would be great, and if you do the walls in bright green, it'll go... Never mind. Rocky, $900 artwork signed by the artist cost you $15. So if you bought it, you would still have a lead. You'd have a $5 lead. Of course, as you know, all you've got to do is win by even a dollar. I'll give you $100 in cash, making it a $1,000 bargain for $15. You still have the lead. I'll give you... $200 in cash, Rocky.
Oh.
You're not reaching, Rocky.
No.
$300 in cash. Oh. $1,200. Ardell is reaching for your button there. That's a $1,200 bargain if you had $300. I'll give you $500 in cash. You'd have a $5. Now come on. All right. Enjoy the art. $500 in cash, $1,400 bargain for 15 bucks. We knocked that off your score, and Rocky's lead is cut to one question over Paul. Rocky's happy with the art. Paul is happy he bought the art. We'll be right back. Rocky and Paul have been doing some buying, and they still remain very close. It is Rocky at 40, Paul at 35, and Ardell, now you're just trailing by three questions at 25. Back with this. The minister who wrote the bestseller, The Power of Positive Thinking. Rocky.
Fulton J. Sheen.
Nope. Norman Vincent Peale. And you lose five on that, and Paul and Rocky are now in a tie. Name the British island that's about 570 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Rocky.
Bermuda.
Bermuda is right. Rocky bounces back into the lead again. Starring with his real-life daughter, this great actor won an Oscar for the last feature, Rocky?
Henry Fonda.
Last one he ever made on Golden Pond. You are right, Henry Fonda it is. Rocky with a $10 lead. Third and final crack at the Fame game, and all three money cards, including a big one worth $25, will be up there. Famous person. I was born in Massachusetts in 1735 and died July 4th, 1826. I graduated from Harvard. Rocky.
John Adams.
You're right. With practically no information. Well done.
Ian Jefferson died on the same day.
Oh, well done. Well, a great job by Rocky. Gets control of that board. Where's the $25?
Behind the seven.
He's just missed them a couple of times. Now you've got three of them to shoot for. Good luck.
Lucky seven.
Nope. Missed it again. What does he get this time?
Kitchen products. Blender, steamer, mixer, ice cream parlor, and more. It's a complete package of 9 great kitchen helpers from Waring. 50 years of quality kitchen appliances.
That's over $500 worth of appliances.
I love to cook.
Great job. You'll enjoy that.
I'd like to have
it. Now we're going to enjoy a good match going down to the wire as we finish it up with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Rocky at 45, Paul at 35, Ardell at 25. Good luck as we start the speed round now. Give me the pen name of novelist Samuel Clemens. Rocky.
Mark Twain.
Right. For what sport would you pay a greens fee? Paul.
Golfing.
Right. Which eastern city is known as Beantown? Paul.
Boston.
Right. Name the TV miniseries that told the story of Kunta Kinte. Rocky.
Roots.
Right. What musical instrument is known as a licorice stick? Paul.
Piccolo.
Wrong. Name the famous American statesman who wrote Poor Richard's Almanac. Rocky.
Benjamin Franklin.
Right. In what state could you drive from North Platte to Omaha? Rocky.
Nebraska.
Right. What popular country singer made her screen debut in the film 9 to 5? Rocky.
Dolly Parton.
Right. On what beautiful river would you find the capital city of Vienna? Rocky.
The Danube.
Right. In the U.S., what title is given to a state's chief executive? Rocky.
Governor.
Right. In science, what gas is the lightest of all the elements? Rocky.
Hydrogen.
Right. Who wrote the bestseller In Cold Blood? Rocky.
Truman Capote.
Right. Which sea separates Cuba from Central and South America? Rocky.
The Caribbean.
Right. Over what nation did Peter the Great rule? Rocky.
Russia.
Right. What time's up? What a great speed round for the champions of women. Wow. Sensational speed round. Went in with a $5 lead and came out of it with a $60 win. Back to the champion in a moment. The only one that was missed in that speed round, a licorice stick, that is a clarinet. That's the musical instrument. Got to say goodbye to Paul and Ardell. Well, Paul, not only did you push the champion, but you also had a very good stay with that answering machine, the day bed with the cash in front of you. You are well over $1,000 in cash and prizes.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with your forthcoming marriage, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you here. Ardell, didn't get a chance to pick up anything along the way, but we thank you so much for joining us as well. Hope you had a good time.
It was a great time.
Thank you for being here. Rocky Brown came through, even after giving me the cake, and he's going to join me at the winner's board. Come on, Rocky. That was a sensational speed round. You really got on a roll. Congratulations. Now then, you've knocked one prize off the board, got a lot of new things up there on the board. We change them every five shows. And right now, you could get a lady's fur coat. There is some lovely crystal there, and a beautiful and unusual bar. And make the right combination, you could drive away with this.
Hit the road in style with the beautiful new Thunderbird, the luxurious American car, featuring an Anifet system, leather interior, AM/FM stereo cassette, and a keyless entry from Galpin Ford. And this prize is worth $19,560.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that gorgeous? Now, you said you have your numbers picked out.
I already know the first ticket.
You have, how do you do that?
I'm using my Keno ticket.
Your Keno ticket.
That's how I got the other man.
Oh, okay. That's how you got the trip before?
Absolutely.
Oh, all right. Well, as for any new viewers, they have to know that he's going to try to make a match now, and he'll pick numbers. When he does make a match, that prize is his. Rocky, good luck and start picking.
Number 3.
His Keno ticket says number 3. That's crystal. Beautiful.
And number 13.
Number 13. And the car. Well, it didn't match with your Keno ticket.
Number 6.
Number 6. Looking for a match pocket watch. Very unusual.
Number 18.
Number 18. And silver bars. That's very nice.
Number 8.
Number 8. 3,000 in cash.
Number 16.
Number 16. Do we have a match? Yes, we do with the silver bars. Yes, that is lovely, and Jay Stewart will tell you all about it.
Oh, how sweet this is, a set of silver bars, and they're solid silver. A shiny little nest egg, 4 100-ounce bars stamped 999.9 fine silver, furnished by Deke Ferreira of Los Angeles. And this prize is worth $2,680.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that good? And of course, that's today's value. Tomorrow it could go up or down or something. I mean, that's you can sit there and speculate. Well, I gather with your Keno ticket, I gather you are a gambling person. Now you're going to have to watch the silver market, right,
Rocky?
Absolutely. Congratulations, $2,680 worth of silver. That is beautiful. We'll be back with this fine champion right after this. That's good, right?
We were talking about it downstairs.
Everybody got a great trip. So the board has been tight. Back with our champion, Rocky Brown. And again, our congratulations. It's been a good day for you, Rocky.
Absolutely.
With the picture, $500 in cash, and now $2,600 worth of silver. That's not bad. You've got two nice prizes off that board. Now, you can stay here until you get all of the prizes off the board, plus this.
$50,000 in cash!
Total, you can stay here with us until you get over $100,000 in cash and prize, as a matter of fact. Rocky, with a two-day total, $9,330. That's not bad. There'll be two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
There you go.
Prices of manufacturers suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.